we still lived in Eisner, and we wanted to, or we stopped off at the cafe, Darshaw. I can't remember to, I don't know, to buy, I don't know what. Any case, of Murray Lane jumped out and to go and buy something. And she ran out the shop, out the cafe, and she says, "Guess who's in the shop?" And I said, "Wie?" So they say, "Leon Schuster." And it's like, whoa, ek is een van Leon, of Leon Schuster is, never. Ek is een van Leon Schuster's, never. Leon Schuster is een van my greatest fans. En toe ek besluit, wag, ek wil vir die oom ontmoet. So I ran into the shop, or I stood in the entrance of the shop, and I said, "And wat maak Leon Schuster hier?" And he was like, "What? Wie is jy?" Ach nee, ek weet wie jy is. No, he didn't say that. He's like, "Wie is jy?" And so I introduced myself, and it wasn't long, and I got his telephone number, and then I started sharing the gospel with him, and then I would phone him, and I would share the gospel with him a couple of times, and then I lost my phone, and then I lost his number, and that was any case, I got to share the gospel with him. But any case, ek het, vergeet om net te sê, like, ja, is my vroukie hier so, Marjolein, and two of our three kids are here this morning, Keanu, our 17-year-old son, he's at the Pulse Camp. Maybe some of your kids are maybe at Pulse Camp as well. And then we've got Nathan, he's turning 13 this year, hey. And just when we were about to get an extra teenager in the house, Amanda Lee leaves teenageness, and she turns 20 this year. And Marilyn and I married this year for 15 years. And now check some of you guys. Just making sure everyone's with us and everyone's awake. Mam konani, mam kase. Any of the guys from hey, my tabasa, tatenda. And no, this year we'll be married for 27 years. And but now they're stuck. Yo, who's this cattle? Any case, and yeah, so this year's 27 years, and then we have the privilege of leading Wellington PM, Josh Jen, Wellington PM, and what a privilege to do that. And when we were asked the first time to go, because we were asked twice, the first time we said, "No, Oom Andrew, you can do much better than this. Have you looked over my shoulder? I'm like a failure deluxe. There's no, I mean, like, even under my nose is failure. It's like failure, and it's failed there, and it's failure. So I'm like completely failure." So Andrew said, "No, I think you need to do this." And so in any case, I've got a message that I sent Andrew. I said, "No, we can help, but we're not the guy." And Andrew said, "Cool." So I go, "Okay, great. No, that's it all settled. It's not going to happen." And then the next week, we had a chat again, and then we really felt the Lord is nudging our hearts to go to Wellington. And so we rocked up there, and for the first 6 months, it was like very difficult for me. Just because I looked over my shoulder, not much success over my shoulder. So all my insecurities really, really came to the fore. And so first 6 months, I would go to Oom Russell, and I said, "Oom Russell, I don't know. I think I was right. I think I wasn't the guy. I'm not the guy." And then Oom Russell said, "Pray and carry on." So I prayed and carry on. And something happened in my heart after 6 months. Something changed in my heart. And this has become the most fruitful time of our lives. And sure, man, it's been incredible to see what God has done. So many salvations. Sometimes guys get saved in the meeting. We baptize them after the meeting. And we see marriages restored. We see people being filled with the Holy Spirit and things like that. And then about a year and a half ago, we started, guys were traveling from Malmesbury to Wellington to come to the service. And to kom hulle ook na die community groepe toe. En toe voel ons net, hey, kom ons begin 'n prayer meeting daar. Begin 'n prayer meeting. Dink met so vier van ons. And it started growing. We started with four of us and it started growing and growing and growing. Eventually we started a community. And the community grew and grew and grew. And we felt like, with the apostolic, we felt it's time. Let's plant a church. So about 6-7 weeks ago, we planted Malmesbury in the morning. And so please pray for us. We don't have a lead elder yet for Malmesbury. And so we're leading both congregations. So the Lord gives us grace upon grace upon grace. So you're looking at a man that is, it's like, you know, the bumblebee on paper, he's not supposed to fly. Like his wingspan and his weight and al die haartjies op sy lyfie en die punt op sy stert and everything. It doesn't make, he's not supposed, aerodynamics, the law of aerodynamics says you're not supposed to fly. And I'm sure that in the spirit, this Kalant is not supposed to fly. He's not supposed to do what he's doing. But let's not talk about it too much because now I think about it too much and then I realize I can't fly and then I don't know what will happen to my mind. But in any case, so I stand here this morning by grace. And I stand here not as an expert, and I've said that many times. You know, you've got an ex-boyfriend and an ex-girlfriend. An expert is a used to be part. And it's like I used to have a girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend, an ex-boyfriend. So an expert is not a part, actually, he's a donkey. So I'm not an expert, I'm not a donkey, but I'm not speaking to you as someone that has arrived, someone that is really, really desiring the heart of Jesus and really desiring to reach the lost and like the one guy said, reach the lost at any cost. And I don't know if you've ever heard of a guy called C.T. Studd. Now, he's long gone already, but he wrote an incredible quote. He says, some love to live in the sound of the church bell. And then he says, but I would love to run a rescue shop a yard from hell. So instead of just living in a place of where I just hear the sound of a church bell, I want to run a rescue shop a yard from hell. En net toe ek my hart aan die Here gegee het, ek wens ek het my rapportie gehad van laerskool. Hulle het gesê, my rapport sê dit daarso, dit hierdie chokkertjie, hierdie ouetjie sit een kant en doen sy huiswerk pligsgetrou en hy praat met niemand nie. Now my wife can't believe that is when she reads the report and stuff like that, she can't believe it. And actually one of my, and I was very neat, I still believe that I'm quite neat. And so I was very neat and I got a certificate for nakedness, nakedness. I don't know if you get like, yeah, I just gave birth to a new word. Netheid, nakedness, netheid. So ek kry hierdie certificaat, which I still have for netheid. So what happens is, die juffrou sê vir ons allemaal positeit, graad erkies, you remember those klein breinstoeliekies wat ons opgesit het, sy sê, positeit, toilet toe. Maar ek like speel, so I ignored the toilet break. So I ran, and I played everywhere. Half time comes back, now we're going to get our certificates. And I get my certificate and stuff for netheid. And I come and I put it under my brain stoeliekie. And I'm sitting there like, juffrou, like, excuse me, teacher. Like, and I call the teacher down the line. And I said, ek wil gaan piepie. She said, no, sit. I said, break time, gaan piepie. Nou moet jy sit. And ek sit. And ek sit. Ek sit, teacher. And the teacher said, sit. Ek kan nie meer hou nie. So in that hall, I just let go. And I just go, and then suddenly something catches my eye, and I see there's my certificate floating up my pee-pee, and it floats. And I'm like, oh no. So everything is wet around me. There's my certificate floating away from me. I still have my yellow stained certificate for netheid, and that's just crazy. I still have it. In 'n sakkie, hy is, ek dink, in 'n sakkie. Hy is nie geziplock nie, maar hy is in 'n sakkie, ja. In any case, why did I share that story? I must actually figure out even why that I share that. A still sinkie, thanks my noekie. Jo, amazing. Dis die 4219ste rede om te kaal getrou het, is dat sy onthou wat ek gesê het. So dit is, in any case, So being a still sinkie, but at the age of 16, when I asked the Lord Jesus to come into my life, that's when the Lion of Judah moved in. And I know we all have different experiences. It doesn't mean that maybe not all of us become wild when the Lord moves inside, but the Lord is definitely wild compared to us being so tame. And you see that, you know, if you've ever read that book, Wild at Heart, you know, God, you know, men weep, people plant trees in straight lines. God is wild and his trees is everywhere. So when I was like looping in a rechte lijnkie all my life, kind of a thing, goeie sienkie in sondagskool, I think it was sondagskool because we really sinned a lot in the sondagskool. So, but I never heard the gospel. But when Jesus Christ came into my life, man, everything changed. From this seentjie wat net sy huiswerk doen op die kantlyn, my parents had to then eventually use the wooden spoon numerous times, even to get me through matric. That even in my matric year, I needed to be called to the principal's office on numerous occasions to get my daily dose of hidings and then go back so that I could at least get through matric, because I lost interest in grade 10, standard 8. I lost interest because that's when I became, they coincided, but that's when I became a Christian. And so what happened was I just wanted to preach the gospel. And I know I had to be tweaked and stuff like that, and the wooden spoon helped me with that. But what you get saved into is much more important than what you get saved out of. Now, ek was a religious mannetjie gewees, but to get saved into a culture of sharing the gospel. And I believe that is still such a part. Hierdie bome is so gebuig. Like if you go to Cape Town and you go towards Table Mountain, you check those bome, they gebuig in this direction. Like all the trees are bent in that way. That's how the wind blows. And because I was birthed into a culture of going and sharing the gospel, till today, I live like that. But I don't even do it consciously. It's like when you drive and you change gears, except for Amanda Lee, a great girl. She's got a driver. So the other day, actually, we had a week of rest before, last week. So I said, okay, Amanda Lee, get behind the wheel. Let's drive this baby. Let's drive this bucky. In any case, so, my heart stopped a few times. But, but in any case, so with my beautiful girl, Kisua, So getting saved into the local church and into a church that goes out into the streets and make disciples, it really changes you. It's like my girl sitting next to my daughter and saying, okay, cool, my girl, that's how you do it. Watch for this thing, you're a bit too close to this side. Watch here and you get some a bikki input here. And I trust that the Holy Spirit would give us a bit of input this morning. And even like evangelisasie for heavy, skaam mense, if you see yourself maybe as very skaam, very shy, like as in maybe you're happy, okay, extroverts, you guys are hearing this message for you guys today. Thankfully, it's not me. I'm an introvert. I don't like speaking to people, so I'm going to zone out right now, and I'm going to just, listen, but not really listen. And I want to encourage you, and I sat with my wife yesterday. I said, my Noiki, Noi, you know what, there's probably a couple of you guys here that is easy to talk to people. Mm-hmm. And Jake Nathan. Now, some of you guys can go up to anyone. You can go up to a traffic cop and say to him, meneer, excuse, oom, ek het nie so vinnig gery nie, oom. You can talk to someone behind the counter. You can talk to anyone. And that is a gift that you can do. And you can use it for the Lord. But actually, it can work against you too. So even if you're a great extrovert and you can speak to anyone, and I've seen guys do that. They can speak, the hind leg of a donkey. They can do that. And I've been in situations where I go and share the gospel. And this person, they start talking to the person they want to witness to. And they just talk. They don't stop. They hulle praat and praat and praat. You can see that guy zoned out. And I was, and this happened, I think it was last year. We were evangelizing there in Jeffreys Bay. So we're speaking to this guy, and this Oka was with me, and his heart is pure, his heart's for the gospel. But I spoke to him afterwards, and I said to him, I think there's a better way in this. Because this guy, this guy that was with me, he just wanted to get this guy to say the sinner's prayer. And the sinner's prayer doesn't save you. It's like there's no magical formula, magical prayer that saves you. And that is freeing to us, because I can't remember the last time I prayed a prayer with someone that it sounded the same as the previous time. So thankfully there is no magical prayer thing, because I'll probably mess it up, because I won't be able to remember it. And I'm still a licky bit. I'm still exactly that. I'm still nog a bikkie dyslexic work. Like I've mixed things around and stuff like that. So if that happens this morning, which like what happened just now, just be gracious and kind to me. And but the thing is that this guy, in his heart to share the gospel, he was not giving this guy any room to even say that I actually need Christ. This guy decided for him, you need Christ, which is probably true. But then he got him to say the sinner's prayer. And I remember this guy saying the sinner's prayer, And you can see this guy is just, I want to get you off my back. So I'm going to say this prayer just to get you to move on because I'm not list for this. So this guy said the prayer. And I walked away with this guy, this friend of mine. I said to him, my bro, your heart is pure. Your heart is for the lost. Jy is so lief vir die verlore skapies. It's beautiful. Maar ek dink daarin, that wasn't the beautiful thing. The guy said the prayer, but he's not born again. Die Bybel sê, hy vat jou uit die koninkryk van duisternis uit, en hy sit jou in die koninkryk van die lig. En dan sê die Bybel, once you were darkness, daar was 'n tyd wat jy darkness, nie net jy is in darkness, en jy is sommer darkness. Dis nie sommer, jy is in load shedding nie, jy is Eskom. Nou, as jy werk vir Eskom, bless jou. Anyway, maar jy is net in darkness, jy is die darkness, okay, jy is in die ding, en die Here haal jou uit, en hy kom maak nie net 'n goeie mens, 'n geslegte mens goed nie, hy maak 'n dooie mens, 'n lewendige mens, en dis wat die gospel doen. En ek, in Lukas 24, dis in my scriptures nie, en ek het vir die oom daar so by die Ivy gesê, enigies kan gebeur, en in Lukas 24, it's about the Emmaus gangers, it's about the Emmaus goers, the Engels, this is my Afrikaanse nommerkie hier, so that I, this is my favorite eniekie, die 83 vertalingkie, so with these guys, it says in Luke 24, hierdie ouens het met Jesus geloop, en die einde, toe het hulle gesê, het ons harte nie gebrand, terwyl hy met ons gepraat het nie. And dit is my prayer vir ons vanoggend nê, is that our hearts will burn, that the Holy Spirit will do something in us. And I don't know if you've ever been on this roller coaster nê, wat jy so op en af ry en so aan. En ek onthou die storie, ek en my vrou nê, toe was sy nog nie my vrou nie, toe was sy nog net 'n vriendin gewees. Nou, in my hart is soos 'n man, I've spotted the gazelle, and I'm the hunter. And this is a man, and I was fear on a manne gewees wat op haar trail was, maar ek het gesê, the survival of the fittest, en dit is waar, the survival of the fittest, so I went for this, and in any case, so Marilyn, she grew up on the plas, so she said, you don't get closer than a meter from me, so if I sometimes walk, and we walk on the beach, and we'll be talking, and I get closer than a meter from her, she'll punch me, I said, what was that for? She says, jy's naby aan my. Ek sê, skiet dan nie. Sê, jammer. It's like, so. She touched me. But dit kom nou, sister. Jy's prophetic. Het iemand al ooit vir jou gesê, jy's prophetic. Woo, word of wisdom. Word of knowledge. So. Maar in any case, so ons gaan op hierdie rollercoaster ride, né? Man, en ek moes 'n meter van haar af wees, op Bybelskool, dis waar ons ontmoet het, sy wil nie eens langs my sit nie, sy het sommer voor my gaan sit, maar as jy die distance sou meet, was nog steeds meer as 'n meter van my af weg, maar toe ons op die rollercoaster gaan, toe sit ons next to each other, en ek dink, dit is heaven, wow, man, I'm sitting next to this lady of my dreams, in a rollercoaster, so we go up, and as it dropped, she fainted, and her head landed on my shoulder, and I was like, dankie Jesus. Wow, this is amazing. So our kop is here, and we're driving the whole way. I can't remember anything else of the roller coaster ride, but I remember her head on my shoulder. At the end, we get out, and she comes to herself again. And so I said, yeah, give me a high five, you know, because you did this. And she says, like, ek vat nie aan jou nie. And I was like, oh, it's like, like your head was like on my shoulder. Now you don't even want to give me a high five. Now the thing is, you are somewhere in the evangelism thing. Some of you guys are the go-getters. Some of you guys are the evangelists. You're already like, woohoo, bring it on, baby. No, and do hula hoops, and you can go into the nations, and you just mention a nation, or you mention we're going to go and share the gospel, and you're like, man, the techies are on, and he gaat ons, papa, rucksack and all, let's go. And funnels is like, we're going, like evangelism is like, I'm going to do the cobra. This is like, I'm not even going to pick up my keys from the house and put it in the car. I'm not even there yet. I don't even want to look at it. I'm like, I squirm at this. So maybe at evangelism, some of you guys are, man, this is my thing. I want to do this. Some of you guys are like, lost my eight. Like you want to appear in the crowd. Ek is nie hier vanoggend nie. You like appear, whatever. But I trust that God will encourage you to just go closer. Just pick up the keys today. We didn't even consider to go to Rotanga Junction. I don't even think it's open anymore. But in any case, evangelism is still open, so that will never stop. And Jesus actually says in Matthew 24, verse 14, we've got that scripture. That I did say, I don't know which scriptures we're going to use, but this is a beautiful one. So for us to go and make disciples, it says, cool, wacht, ek het mos die Afrikaanse nommertjie hierso, and you guys can lees the Engels on the board. Matthew 24, verse 14. And it's, dit sê hierdie, en hierdie evangelie van die koninkryk sal in die hele wêreld verkondig word, sodat al die nasies die getuienis kan hoor. Eers dan sal die einde kom. So it's like when everyone has heard the gospel, that is when the end will come. So it's Jesus will only come once everyone has heard. How that's going to work is for us to go out and make disciples, for us to go and share the gospel. Now, the stories that I've experienced and the culture that I got saved into, you know, going onto the streets and sharing the gospel, I didn't make disciples of them. I didn't always go and sit and work the principles of the gospel through with them. But wat ek wel gedoen het, ek het uitgegaan en ek het die evangelie gaan verkondig. As 'n klein ou seentjie, hierdie korte ou chokkertjie, ek het verskriklik baie pysies gehad. Ek het pysies op pysies gehad. Ek het, like, I used to wear two shirts because I had so many pysies on my shoulders and my back that it would look like, you know, I've got these things standing, my shirt will stand like this everywhere. So at least two t-shirts will help us, you know. And it was so bad if I smile, I squirt the oak next to me. But I did play chubby bunny once. Sorry, Milani, it's a bit rough. Where your heart? Well, okay, excuse. Okay, yeah. Yeah, and ek was en goed soos dit, ek was baie selfbewus van my eie weaknesses van ek het oh, ek was net like, man, Jesus, how ever can you use a guy like me, God? Ek is soos ek kyk myself, ek like myself nie. Ek allerhande goede, my eie struggles en goed soos dit. Nou gaan ek uit op die strate op 'n Vrydag aand en 'n Saterdag aand, dan bid ons soos van 10 tot 11 en dan 11 uur op die strate, dan hierdie chokkertjie wat gee traktaatjies uit en pry vir mense en al sulke goede. En ek het al foute gemaak. So you've got to learn through other people's mistakes, but also your own mistakes. Soos die een dag, ek is in hierdie, ek gaan toe en ek wil toe 'n koeldrank kry, het was soos 1 in die oggend of so iets, en ek sien daar sit 'n ou met 'n ring on his finger, and it's a satanic ring. I'm like, I've got to tell this guy that ring is wrong. Nou wat ek nog nie geleer het by daai tyd is nie, jy kan nie 'n vis skoonmaak voordat jy hom nie gevang het nie. You can't clean a fish before you've caught the fish. So I also want to start cleaning the fish. I'm like, this guy is not even saved yet in the kingdom. So I want to tell him, it's sin, papa. So I go to him and I say, excuse me, sir, do you know that the ring is wrong? And he's just like, bro, ek keer nie wat jy sê nie. And he flukes me off. So I'm like, no. Weet jy, oom, that ring is wrong, oom. And he's like, and he's out the cafe. And he walks down the road. And I'm behind him. Excuse me, sir. Like, this is me sharing the gospel. I know nothing. Learn from my mistakes. Don't do that. Don't try this at home. You will fail like I did. So I'm walking behind this guy. I say, oom, sir, that thing is wrong. The thing is wrong. Eventually, this guy got so upset. And he throws his bag down. And he pulls out a knife. And I've never been so quickly to move behind a car. I was very bold, and I moved, jumped behind a car. So a friend and myself, we were praying, like speaking in tongues. We've just received tongues like a couple of weeks, months before that. So we're so excited, we're praying in tongues, but this is like dangerous vibes. This is like, and praying in tongues, and praying, praying, praying. And here comes Umsaki. Umsaki, then Port Elizabeth, he used to do all the street work there in the Middestad. And Umsaki started running after this guy, and Umsaki was a groot oom. And you don't mess with oom Sakkie. So this guy picks up his bag and he runs. And he runs around the building. And we're still standing there and praying and praying and praying. And all of a sudden, here comes oom Sakkie running out of the, behind the building, and this guy yaking him with a mess. And so eventually, oom Sakkie probably boulders rose up in him. And he turned around. And he's, I don't know what he said, but in any case, this guy stopped. And he was right in front of us, but we're still behind the car. And the guy takes a knife and he stabs. And he stabs and he hits Umsaki's brille off his head. And he falls down. This guy looks at his knife. It was so flabbergasted why he couldn't touch him. Although he knocked his glasses off, but he couldn't stab him. He got such a fright, he ran away. So that was like in that culture, you see the power of Jesus, you see the things of God, and you see that. That changes you. I'm like, you can't think the same anymore. You can't do things the same anymore. It's like you've been ruined by the gospel. You've been ruined by the gospel. And the same, these Emmaus gangers, man, they said, man, that our hearts not burn for him when we met with him. And I want to take us to Matthew 28. And this is, I'm looking at my timer here, and the timing is, I'm on 28 minutes and we're going to Matthew 28. This is quite cool. And I almost, let's see where the Lord goes with this thing, as in with this portion of scripture. Daar's so baie wat ons nou kan kyk, nee, maar ons gaan dit so afbreek in Matteus 28 vers 16 to vers 20, die vier versies. It says, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. So ek kyk na hierdie, ons gaan vers vir vers wat, en ons kyk hierna die oor van evangelisasie, ons kyk daarna, nee, dat as jy vandag voel dat evangelisasie vir, een bang mens, miskien is jy bang vanoggend, miskien voel jy, ek kan nie dit doen nie, ek val oor my woorde, I'm not confident, ek het nie bybelskool toe gegaan nie, so ek weet nie wat om te sê nie, wat ook al jy wil invorder daarin, miskien sê jy, ek is miskien te jong, I'm too young, or maybe, ek is te oud, ek kan dit nie meer doen nie. En evangelisasie is not just going out on the streets, that's one part of it, dit is a klein ding, persoonlijk, as jy nou vir my sê, Konrad, kom ons gaan, let's go onto the streets and share the gospel. My persoonlijk sal vir my moeilik wees. Ek weet nie, dan voel ek of ek twee tonge het en my keel trek toe en ek val oor my woorde. En gewoon, ek discipline myself deur dit, but that's not where I shine the best. So jy moet, die Lord het ons allemaal differently gewired. So wat is vir jou, daar is al klaar iets in jou wat Jesus net wil gebruik vir sy glorie. En jy kan grow dat hele, dis nie so gemaakt en so gelat staan nie. Maar vir my is los my net. As in, just let me go. En ek sal wander hier so deur. So nou die, of nie nou die dag, die paar maande gelede, gaan ry ek motorfiets. Op een vrijdag, my afdag, ek ry een bykie motorfiets. En ek hou daarvan om in die berge, grondpaai en allerhande plekke uit te ry. So in die case, maar voor het besluit ek, ek gaan nou gou ry, daar is lekker modderpoele, en lekker, ek gaan nou in die modder gaan speel. Van lekker speel, kom lekker vast. So eventually, my motorbike is almost to the seat, stuck in mud. So now I can phone Marie-Lane and say, please bring the boys, and bring rope, and bring everything, because ons moet nou vir ou Jakkels, hier so, that's the name van die motorbike, we've got to get Jakkels out of the mud. So I'm looking at this thing, my bike can't even fall over, hy staan so my net so, hy is so deep in die modder. In any case, daar kom my ou aan, a guy rocks up then, he says, hey, can I help you? He said, because he got stuck in the mud, where I got stuck in the mud. So I said, okay, great. So he helped me out of there, bike out, and I said to him, kan ek saam met jou gaan ry? He said, ja, great, kom ons gaan Parel toe, ons gaan ry daar in Parelse berge. Great, cool. Ek weet dus wat sy naam nie. In any case, ons ry. And we're about to go up the mountain. I pull over and I say to him, excuse me, man, sorry, what's your name? I'm like, I'm Conrad. We still have our helmets on, just stopping next to each other, shake hands. And then I started talking to him. And then the Holy Spirit was there. It was everywhere. But he was there with his conviction. And there's this beautiful picture of where Paul, where he goes, where is it? It's an act somewhere where he goes to a river to go and pray, where he knew some of the people would be praying, and Lydia was there. And the Bible says, the Holy Spirit had the heart oopgemaak om die gospel to receive. So he was touched. Man, this guy was sitting there in the helmet and just weeping, just hearing the good news of Jesus. So we went up onto the mountain and we prayed there again, and I invited him to church, and that Friday, so I invited him to church, he came to church on Sunday, and he gave his life to Jesus that Sunday. But now I get home, and I go and park my motorbike at home, so I get on my skateboard, because there's not a lot of people that ride skateboard in Wellington, so when I see a guy that rides skateboard, again, that could be your cue. What do you enjoy doing? God can use that. So as a skateboarder sheen, man, earlier that week, the Monday, I was riding, and in the car, and I saw a skateboarder. There was no place to park, so I saw him park on top of the pavement, and I ran to him. Now, skateboarders have certain language and certain stuff, so he knew I wasn't like a roller skater with the four wheels on every shoe, you know. I speak his language. So he's like, gemakkelijk, straight away, and I say, great, give me a number, ons connect hierdie week, ons gaan skateboard ry. So that Wednesday, God puts him on my heart, and God says to me, go, and God put him on my heart, but I did not discern it was the Holy Spirit speaking. So sometimes in evangelism, God will speak to you, put someone in your heart, not just for fun. It's there for a purpose. So you saw it act the inclination that I need to contact him. So I pick up the phone and said, man, can we go skating this time, Woensdag? He said, ja. So what I didn't know was, and no one knew, die tyd, ry hy, en daar is ouens wat deel is van 'n cult. Hulle praat soos van, they proclaim a gospel that, of Mother God. They say, in a family, you've got mama and papa, en as gevolg daar 'n papa en 'n mama is, that's why daar is kinders, want daar is 'n mama en 'n papa. So as ons kinders van God is, en as God die Vader, dan moet daar 'n ma God wees. En hierdie ouens geloof is die ma God, Mother God, is iewers in Korea of iewers daarso. So dis hulle, dit is nou hulle faith. Any case. So hier kom die man aangery, en these guys stopped him. And he said to them, sorry, I can't speak to you now. Ek is op pad om te gaan skateboard ry met 'n vriend. En daai vriend is ek. Ons is nie supposed om Woensdag te ry nie. Ons moet die Vrydag ry, want dis wat ons afbespreek het. But God knew what was waiting. So man, and I connected with him and he said to me, man, something weird happened to this guy. He doesn't know I'm a Christian. And I weet nie as ek 'n pastor nie of 'n elder nie. Hy sê nie, ja, weet wat is 'n elder nie. Maar of 'n pastor in sy taal nie. Hy het nie geweet nie. So in die case, so ons meet op, ons ry, skateboard en goed soos dit. En ek kyk toe vir elke opportunity om die gospel met hom te share. Because it's the power of God into salvation. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Die een het gesê, as jy 'n leeu het en daar kom 'n inbreker in jou huis in, jy sluit nie die leeu toe nie, jy sluit die leeu oop en laat die leeu hol. So it's the gospel that's a power unto salvation. It's to hear the gospel. And so any case, and to eventually share die gospel met hom, en die ou breek uit in trane. En dit gebeur nie altyd so nie. Ou breek uit in trane. And I hug my and I say, he needed this. He needed Jesus. So daai aand, dis die woensdagmiddag, die woensdag aand kom hy community toe. Man, net daar. Jog julle, net daar. Ek love weird mense. Want daar was 'n tyd gewees in die kerk wat ek was in PE, wat ek nie in die kerk mag ingegaan het nie. Hulle het vir my gestop by die deur en gesê, jy's te weird. Want ek het lang hare gehad, ek het dit getease. Hulle het soos 'n massive afro. En ek het pink tights gehad. Sorry, ek kyk vir Gawie, sorry Gawie, maar kyk net, sorry, it's a knee-jerk reaction. Ek het hierdie luminous pink tights gehad wat my ma se was. And in die 90s, as jy jou ma se pink tights uit haar kas uit steel, raak jou pa bekommerd. En vandag sit daar's normal. Dis in die 90s. So dit is like, man, want daai dae was tights was die inding, cheesecloth shirts, al daai goede. En so in any case, so I took my mom's pink tights without her permission from her cupboard. And dit sou actually goed gewerk in vandag se dae. Jy hang hom net in die middel van jou huis and it lights up everything. Want dis so bright luminous lycra tights met teddy beertjies op. In any case, so I had that on, massive boots that I still have. I actually had the tights still, I think about a year ago. I borrowed it to Gawie and Gawie lost it, but we're okay. Thank you. You can eat a bit harder. Just it was too soft. Asseblief Kenneth, sort them out. Dankie man. And so any case, so they stopped me at church with this massive head and this massive shirt, massive boots, and then these mad old beingies met hierdie ou skinny tights. And goed so ek dit. And so I was very, very naughty. And the ushers would stop and say, sorry meneer, jy kan nie in die kerk gaan nie meneer. Goods like that. And then I would say like, what about that guy? And he would look and I would run into the church. And I would run. And at that time I played the drums and I would go and sit. And I was in a church that was, it was a big church, like a 2,000-seater church. And I would run, go sit behind those drums. and I would be glowing, this pink glow from behind the drums with this pink tights. And it was wild. So I wasn't allowed to go into the church. But God had grace on that man. Thank you, Lord, for grace. So now the thing is, with these 11 guys, they had to rock up. They had to be obedient. Jesus says, go to that mountain and wait there for me. And they did it. So today, be obedient to the Lord. Like, as in, he says, go out and make disciples. Go and evangelize. Share the gospel. And you can let the Lord use you. He is much more creative than just evangelism on the streets. He's very much more creative than that. I mean, like, he's very creative. Like, look around. There's not one person that looks similar to the other person. We're all different. Everyone's different. How creative is that? So in obedience, may you respond to the Lord today and be available to the Lord. Just, Lord, you can use me, God. I don't have the stories. I don't have the, I don't know what to say, God. But go and share your story. If you are born again, then you've got a story to tell. Jy het 'n getuienis om te vertel van wat Jesus in jou lewe kom doen het. En baie min mense kan dit argue. As ek met hulle share, en net vir hulle sê, weet, toe ek, voordat ek Jesus in my lewe gehad het, ek was 'n broken boy gewees. Broken, broken, broken. Maar wat Jesus gekom doen het, in skool, as ons gelees het, even dit het Jesus kom restore. Ek het nog so 'n bietjie van nog 'n edge op die dyslexiek en goed soos dit, maar ek werk aan dit en goed soos dit. En dit is van in school, they would ask us to read, and they'll say, okay, you go, you go, you go. Okay, no, Conrad, you're wasting our time. Literally, the teacher would say, you're wasting our time, don't read, next please. And God has changed that. God has done some healing inside of me. I had a bad temper. I broke so many things in my house and got into so many fights and did all this kind of stuff. And then Jesus comes into your life and then it's like, come to Papa. Ek wil jy beklei nie, ek wil jou hug. Ek wil, and then God puts different people on your heart. Like I said, I was weird. I love it. The more piercings, the more tattoos, the more weird is, come to Papa. Kom hierso. Kom wat ek jou hug. Ek love jou. And they can feel it. They can feel if they a project. If you are unsaved yet this morning and you're not serving Jesus Christ here this morning, you're not our project. You're not, but we want to give you the gospel. It's the only thing that can save you, not your good works, only Jesus Christ. And we'll make a call for it, and I'm coming in for a landing, and that is that we'll make a call that for you to respond to our beautiful Savior that has saved us, for those who have been saved. So for us to be obedient, and I'm going to draft like through these verses, it's for us when God calls us to be obedient to it, and may we be obedient to it today. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. So in this with evangelism, that would help you to reach people, is you see the greatness of God. You see his great mercy. You see his forgiveness. You see his absolute genade. And it's like, who am I? Who am I, God? Miskien dink jy, jy is die chief of sinners. Miskien is jy. Miskien is jy die top of the poppe, the worst of the worst. En nou is jy gesaved. Nou dink jy, hoe kan God my gebruik? Weet jy wat so gemors ek was voor die tyd? Man, I don't think I was a joy at all to be around with before I came to Christ. And I hope I'm a joy to be around with now. But, ach, sisterkie, 50 randjies vir jou. Dis ek skoon van my storie af. Nee, check. Yeah. And so forget. So when you see Jesus, you see when you see heaven and you see and you weet jy iets het vir my in my kop geklik eendag en ek dis net die Holy Spirit. En dit is ek het groot geword met 'n houtlepel. Ek het nie groot geword met time-out nie. Ons kinders het groot geword met houtlepel en met time-out. Nou met die time-out is if you've done something wrong depends on the severity of the crime. It is, jy sal op time-out gesit word, and of course, according to your age and stuff like that. So daar gaan sit jy nou daar so, en jy is op time-out vir whatever, wat 5 dae, whatever die gemiddeld was van time-out. En hulle sit, nee, Jack, 5 minute, whatever, hulle sit op time-out, en goed soos dit, nou kom hulle uit. But once you leave this body, in the right way, as in you die, not in enige ander weird, occultic way. But you leave this body, the Bible says in Hebrews, once death, then comes judgment. So you step out of this body. And even in Jude het ons gisterand weer gelees, nê, wat die Bybel sê. Dat engele uit hulle position uitgemove, God het hulle toe gebind met ketangs until that day. Hy sê, dis like in Afrikaans sê, like in a deep, duister plek gesit for the day of judgment. So hell is not like, okay, cool, okay, so jy het gelieg, okay, cool. 1000 jaar vir jou, papa. Okay? En jy het gecheat op jou tax, okay, nog 1000 jaar vir jou. Okay, cool stuff, so jy het oorspel gepleeg, soveel jaar vir jou, en die lys gaan aan, so jy kan count op jou calendar, hy streepies trek, en hy lijntje deertrek, en nog, okay, nog 5000 jaar, dan sê ek jy uit, boys. It's not like that. It will never, ever, ever, ever stop. And that flipped something in my life. Not that I live under condemnation, dat ek elke liewe persoon, like, bro, jy moet die Here hoor, jy moet, ek leef onder a condemnation nie, but be ready in and out of season. Dis soos Jude wat skryf, ek wil met julle skryf oor ons gesamentlike salvation, but suddenly, the Holy Spirit direct me, om vir julle te sê, contend for the faith. Jy gaan kafee om brood en eiers te koop, maar jy stap daar uit en jy die gospel met iemand geshare. And it's not packaged in a certain way. Jy kan tools leer en so aan. En, maar daar so, so when you worship him, you see the greatness of God, and you see the fierceness of hell, and it's like, man, it's like Paul says, I'm compelled by love, that you have a love for the lost, that we're not doing it because, Konrad het nou iets gesê vanoggend, so ek moet dit nou maar doen nie. Dit is like, man, I'm compelled by love, soos Paul says. And he says, but some doubt it. And sometimes, and he shared ek die gospel, and think myself, jy het nou nonsens gepraat. En sê, ek het die gospel geshared, maar jy, I just think that you've missed it. En God gebruik even die stuff, wat ons baie keer doen. Ek was te angry, of te excited gewees. Ek het te veel gepraat. Ek moes het gesê, Lord, ek moes het gesê, het was perfect gewees. Why didn't I think of it? Dan skop ek myself. Why didn't you say that? That would have turned their heart. So sometimes we doubt. Verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Verse 19. Go therefore. Nou as jy daarin context lees, en jy lees die vorige verse 18, jy lees het in context met Lucas, en jy lees het even in context met wat se ander verse het ons daar so, met Marcus, ne? Lucas 24 en Marcus 16, as jy het in context lees, dat Jesus het sy hande opgelig en hulle geseën. Jesus het net gesê, like, guys, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Now, you guys go. Ek het it, you don't have it. But in context, lees ons, Jesus het sy hande opgelig en he blessed them. And then he says, like in, I think it's in Mark, that is in Mark 16, where it says, you will lay hands on the sick and will recover, you will drink poison, they will not harm you, and step on, and so gaan het aan. Eh? So he blessed him, he says, so with the power that I have, I give it to you. And then in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you receive power. Nie power for a goosebump, nie. As jy goosebumps voel, dis great. Sometimes voel ek die presence van die Lord, dan voel ek so excited. It feels like I can explode, en jy kan my goiter daar optel, en my hart daar optel, en my spleen daar optel. Voel het of ek kan explode van sy power. Maar dis nie net vir, dis nie vir a show nie. The Bible sê, Acts 1:8, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, receive power to be my witnesses. Dit is waarvoor die presence en die power van die Holy Spirit oor ons kom. So as we terug daar so, in Matthew, is that, I say then, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe or obey all that I've commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always to the ends of the age. And God is met ons tot die einde toe. En ek trust dat meer as die volgende gesê het, ek trust dat die Holy Spirit in elkeen van ons werk, and it stir to share with the lost. Mag het wees by die school, mag het wees in die kafiekie, mag het wees ons bure, mag het wees a family member, and you've got to be led by the Spirit, and ek wil eindig met hierdie beautiful skrif, just a sikke, een van my most beautiful skrifte, is in Romeine 8 vers 14, ek gaan het in Afrikaans lees, want in Afrikaans, hy sê iets hierso, wat vir my regtig waar, wat vir my so mooi aanpak, Romeine 8 vers 14, Dit sê, almal wat hulle deur die Heilige Gees van God laat lei, is kinders van God. Those who let themselves be led by the Holy Spirit, those are the sons of God.
Die Afrikaans sê, die wat hulle laat lei, as you position yourself to be led. Even Jesus was positioned that he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. So we position ourselves that God, you can actually use me to share the gospel. Wat kan jy invul in daai ding? Evangelisasie vir 'n nervous persoon, vir 'n bang persoon, vir 'n novice persoon, vir 'n jong persoon, vir 'n ou persoon. Maar as en ek het heavy daar gesit, want jy voel jy's heavy bang. Na dood is die tweede grootste fear of man, is om voor mense te praat. So mis, dis kom my woord heavy, is 'n heavy woord, as en jy is heavy bang. As jy naam iewers moet neerskryf, dan maak jy sommer 'n spelfout, dis dat jy so bang, jy so heavy bang. But even there, God can use you. God can really, really use you, and he wants to. Yebo. Beautiful. Ek weet hoeveel ACSV kan onthou nie op skool, at school, ACSV, and it's a Christian organization, and so hulle het my gevra om te preek, en my topic daai dag, and I still have the notes, it's in my Bible, from another Bible, I keep it in the back, and the notes was, maak 'n verskil vir Jesus, make a difference for Jesus, and in those days, I used to wear my tie so long, it dangled between my legs, between my knees. And then everyone, teachers, everyone were like, hoekom hang jy daar, daar, broer? And I say, well, Jesus made such a difference in me inwardly, so now this is outwardly. So the weirdness started even at school days. And so I went to the RCSV that dag, and I shared the mark of a school for Jesus with this tie dangling between my legs. And I made an altar call, and a girl responded. And then she wrote me a letter. And she said, thank you for sharing the gospel. And she responded to the gospel that day. She gave me the letter. I still have the letter and my notes that I preached that day. It's in my Bible. A few weeks later, that was the end of the year. A few weeks later, it was the end of the school year. And ek het gewerk by a clothing winkel, Schultz, daar so in PE, a clothing shop. And my mom phones me. She said, do you remember this girl? I'm like, she rings a bell, but not too well. And so my ma, and she said, this girl, actually, she's got the courant berig voor haar, that this girl and a brother went somewhere the evening, and they came back, and as they went, they got home, the mom took the gun and shot her and her brother. And it was just a few weeks after she gave her life to Jesus. And just the timing, and we're sharing the story, not to put a condemnation on us. We're not condemned, but we are compelled. And let's not resist the Holy Spirit in this. God says, make disciples of all nations, and it starts also evangelizing. And some of us are stronger than others, but God has a timing for each one of us. And he just wants obedient people. He doesn't want experts. It's obedient people. Smith Wigglesworth, on his way to church one day, he felt God said to him, open the letterbox. In those days, that letterbox that opens in the door, he screamed through the letterbox, for God to love the world that he gave his only begotten son, John 3:60. He quoted that, and he carried on walking. When he got to the service, he preached at the end of the service. He had an altar call. A guy responded, and they asked him, why did you respond? He says, I was standing on a chair in my corridor, my house, with a toe on my neck. I was about to jump off the chair because no one loves me. And suddenly someone shouted through my letterbox that someone loves me. And he took the noose off his neck. He walked not knowing where he should go. And by the Holy Spirit, kom hy by die kerk uit. En die ou wat gepreek het, is die ou wat die letterbox geshout het. We don't want to miss God's timing. And man, the stories they carry on, they're so much. Yoch, man, so much. Yoch, man. Yes. But I would love for us to, even in this moment, don't want to assume that all of us here dien die Here nie. Maybe you're not serving the Lord yet this morning. Or maybe you used to serve the Lord. And when you talk, you're talking about the good old days. I've been serving the Lord for 33 years. I can talk about the good old days. The stuff that we got up to. But I can tell you stories of a few weeks ago where people gave their hearts to Jesus. Not just in a setting like this, but just wherever we go. We make disciples. We tell people about Jesus Christ. So I would love for us to, let's close our eyes and I'm sure that the Holy Spirit have already been knocking at your door. So Revelation says he stands at the door, if he knocks. And I know in context it speaks about a church that has not welcomed him. But maybe you have not welcomed him. Or maybe he used to be welcomed, but you have filled your house with other things. And you kind of, the space that Jesus used to occupy in your life, you kind of like, you've like given him less and less and less. And almost like you've almost like kindly and over years and time, just kindly nudged him out the door. And he's outside your life again. But you remember how it was when he was inside. And that gives you security. And that gives you, even your lukewarmness makes you feel the fire is still burning hot. But it's because your memory is so good. Not because Jesus is maybe still there, being that first love burning strongly in your heart. So this is a call for two things. The first one is, if you've never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, jy het nog nooit Jesus aanvaar as koning, as Jesus nie. En ek vra nie of jy 'n member van die kerk is nie. Jy kan 'n member van Josh Chen wees. Ons vat members in, jy moet born again wees en gedoop wees, but maybe somehow you've grown cold. But as jy heel eers nog nie Jesus dien nie, this is for you. And also secondly, if you've kindly, or maybe not even so kindly, nudged the Lord out of your life, you filled it with pleasures, of worldly pleasures, you filled it with worries and disbelief, you've filled it with lust and anxieties, and you've moved him out. And I'm not saying if you experience doubt or anxiety, the Lord is out. Not at all. I'm just saying that maybe you've invited those things and they have become your idols. You've worshipped more. You wake up and you can complain about how your night was. You can complain about everything. And you've become lukewarm because you're worshipping worry. You're worshipping anxiety. You're worshipping money, you're worshipping your cleverness of your mind, you're worshipping your charisma, you're worshipping a person other than Jesus Christ. And he's not your first love anymore, it's your second, third, or fourth love. If you want to repent and feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit, would you please raise your hand? I want to accept Jesus as Lord today. Or I want to come back. I'm lukewarm and I want to come back to my first love. As jy wil terugkom na jou eerste liefde toe vir Jesus, of jy wil die eerste keer na Jesus toe kom, jy kan net jou hand opsteek dat ons saam met jou kan bid. Is daar enige persoon? Any person? Beautiful, ek sien daar die hand. Nog enige met anders? Anyone else that says, please pray with me. It's no shame in putting up your hand. I think it would be a shame if you walk out of here still in the same state, in the same lukewarmness, or in the same rejecting Christ. Anyone else that says, man, I want that fire for the Lord to burn in me again. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want him to be my first love. Great. Then I would love for us all, if we could stand with me, please. And then for those who've put up their hands, if you can please join us in front here. I would love to pray with you. And don't worry what people would say. Just come and stand here. You know, who have put up your hand, just come and stand with us. And that you can experience the love of the Father in your heart. And just a new, come join me somewhere so far. That's all great, wees, man. Yes, so welcome, man. Lekker, man. Lekker. So, anyone else that says, man, I want to make right with the Lord today. Today is a day of salvation. Vandag is die dag. Great. Is Afrikaans of Engels?
Okay,
great.
En jou naam?
Gilfred. Great. So ek gaan 'n prayer pray. En ek wil sommer vra as 'n family, if we can ask as a family, let's pray together. En Gilfred, ek vra dat jy sommer, dat hierdie prayer is vir jou. Ons pray dit saam met jou, ons kan dit nie namens jou bid nie. You can't lead someone to Christ as in you can't pray, you know, for on their behalf. Every person must do that. But for the sake of family, ons wil dit saam met jou doen. En ek gaan 'n gebed bid en as a family dat ons dit saam kan sê. En Gilfred, jy ook. Okay. Dankie, Lord. Let's pray. Let's do it together. I'm going to do it in English. And you can pray after me. God. Father God. I come to you. Because I need you. There's no way I can live for you without you. I need you. Forgive me, Lord, for my lukewarmness. Forgive me, Lord, for making you second or third. Wash me clean in Jesus' name. And Jesus, come and take your rightful place. I am yours, Lord. Holy Spirit, fill me once again. And set me ablaze to burn for you in Jesus' name. And Holy Spirit, come and free me from the bondages of Satan in Jesus' name. Come and do a miracle, Lord. It's impossible, Lord, to change myself. But with you, Lord, all things are possible. I rejoice in you, Lord, my salvation, in Jesus' name, amen. Bless you, Lord. Azay. Hey, bro. Lekker, my vriend. Lekker, my vriend. So, daar is nie 'n magical prayer nie, maar wanneer jy agterkom, jou hart is besig 'n bietjie om te sak, jy's 'n bietjie lukewarm geraak, dat in hy plek, dat Lord, I recognize my lukewarmness. I don't justify my lukewarmness, maar ek is so, want dis eksamen, ek doe dit nou so, want ek's gestres, nou tweede, derde plek gekom, asof van dis, just own it, just claim, just like, Lord, ek het hier eerst, tweede gesit, of derde gesit, want ek het net trek verloor, ek het so besig geraak met lewe, en ek is jammer, I am guilty. But wash me clean. I am forgiven. Nou hol jy weer vir die Lord. And this is ons journey. Dit is never een straight stripe en alles is altyd hankie dorie nie. En so in die case, julle was awesome geweest om saam met julle te kuier vandag en trust dat die Holy Spirit in almal van ons lewens sal werk. Asai, vat hom van hier af. Hoe doen jy long?
Dankie, Konrad. It's beautiful. So, ek laas week, iewers, I listened to a guy, just he's an evangelist, and he said, and we know, no, you don't have to sit down, I'm going to be long, but he said, he walked into a lift in a building in America somewhere, and this guy with work clothes, he's a constructor, he walked into the lift with him, and he started sharing the gospel with him, this, hierdie werker, and it was amazing geweest hoe, hy sê, hy wil toe nou nie vir hom sê, ek sê evangelist nie, hy luister toe nou die ou uit, en hoe die ou net share, how he loves God, and and Jesus loves you, and he just started, and he said, okay, and toe eventually sê, no, I love Jesus, en hy deel toe hierdie, in die video, hy sê, I've known the Lord for 19 years now, been evangelizing for 19 years, and it's the first time somebody came to me and shared the gospel to me. So vra jouself gou-gou vinnig af, wanneer laas het iemand na jou toe gestap en die gospel met jou geshare? When last? En dit my getref, ek sê vir Renske, wanneer laas het iemand na jou toe gekom en die gospel geshare met jou? Ek sê per ongeluk die gospel geshare met jou. We can see in the body that this is needed. It is needed. It's not a condemnation. It is supposed to burn a fire in your heart. So that we will go out and just share the gospel. Even in this town. Like I said, that burning bush. Amen. Thank you, Ella. Ek wens ek kan, daar is soveel stories van hom. But my anyways. Thank you, Ella. Hoop julle het 'n lekker dag en drink koffie. En onthou julle kinders asseblief.